I hope Matt's okay with it.
I didn't really ask.
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, I mentioned this statistic early on in the show, so I just wanted to make sure that I cleaned it up. It is a big-time trend in the NFL, as we kind of touched on. It's basically using motion and motion at the snap, right? So Seth Walder of ESPN Analytics got this, so I want to give him credit. It's all sorted and what have you, and he mentioned sorted by motion at the snap. The league average for motion at the snap, 4% in 2017. In 2023, full season, 22%, so a precipitous rise. 2024 so far, 28%. But you don't want to know where the Washington Commanders ranked in all of this, just in week one here. Well, the answer is 27th overall. They had motion at the snap 16.4% of the time. Again, everyone else is doing it at a much higher clip. And motion overall, 37.5% of the time. So when you factor all of that in, right? Again, if the league is averaging at the time of the snap motion 28% and the Commanders are 27th and doing 16.4%, that might tell you something about what they can do to unlock the offense this Sunday and right. Starting this Sunday, in addition to other things, which we'll get into more. I just wanted to point that out, just clean that up. All right. The other thing is, Linnell, last night, my friend Jamie Street, who used to work on the Redskins Radio Network, used to travel with us each and every week. We traveled together for 5 years. What a good dude. Really rock solid dude. He was just a great friend and all that stuff. So he invited me, along with Lenny the Legend and our other friend Eddie Messina, to Nationals Park. And he said, I'll get you guys tickets and get you up in the broadcast booth. So I got to hang out with Charlie and Dave on the Nationals radio booth call for the first three and a half innings, something like that. Great experience. They've got an awesome booth. Those guys do an unbelievable job. If you want to know why they're so good at what they do, all you need to do is shadow Charlie and his notes for an inning, never mind three or four innings, and you'll see why. And then Dave Jagler, I want to give him credit for this. In the first inning last night with Ronaldo Lopez, former Nats prospect on the mound, who's having a career breakout year, all-star this year, but has already been hurt once, has already dealt with a lot of injuries, he said and noticed across the board that Ronaldo Lopez's velocity was down 3 to 4 miles an hour on all of his pitches. Something that you really got to be paying attention to, right? And really locked in and know what he's been averaging coming in, research, and what he's doing in the first inning of last night. And before Dave said that, and the next thing you know, the Braves' entire coaching staff and medical staff is out at the mound saying,
what's up? What's wrong with him?
What's going on? Yeah. And then they pull him after an inning. Okay, he got through that first inning. But kudos to Dave Jagler. Kudos to Charlie Slows for doing just an unbelievable job. And that's why they are, if not the best, they are absolutely, undoubtedly, one of the top three or four broadcast duos, period, because of the work they put in and how smart they are. So I want to give them credit. Awesome experience. Here was not the awesome experience. You know what the final score of last night's game was?
Enlighten me.
12-0, Braves. The Nationals had three hits. Now, a lot of Nationals fans got mad at me when I said Mackenzie Gore is doing Mackenzie Gore things. Granted, he gave up, a four spot in the third. All four were unearned because of an error that extended the inning. I got it. My point was you don't then have to give up bomb after bomb and wild pitch and walk and two booming doubles and four runs just because an error is made. Like, take some onus, okay? Just because they're unearned runs doesn't mean that they don't count. Just doesn't mean that if your fielders make a mistake, which they did, and he should have been out of the inning, does not mean you have to get lit up like a Christmas tree. And then it got worse. It got worse for Mackenzie Gore. They lose 12-0. They had three hits. It was an abomination of a performance. Just a really bad night at the office. But I bring this up. Matt, remember the last time we did this? I actually came up with a list. An amended list. I am now 0-4 in attendance at Nationals Park this year.
Just screwing the locals.
They've lost to the Atlanta Braves, the New York Mets in extras, in which they gave up 6 runs in 10 innings. They got blanked 5-0 by the Arizona Diamondbacks on a two-hitter. And remember the game that you and I went to with our buddy Jeff in Vienna to the Pittsburgh Pirates? That was Josiah Gray's final game of the year, and he tore his elbow. Well, he didn't tear his elbow there, but it ultimately led to a torn elbow, and he's now gone forever. So 0-4 with the Nationals. I have now been in attendance for 10 consecutive losses for the Washington Commanders. 10.
I have a
dating
question
all the way back to week one of last year and a tight win against Arizona. Not just home games, a couple of road games mixed in, including Sunday at Tampa. 10 straight losses that I have been actually in attendance for the Washington Commanders.
Quick question for you.
Yes.
Are you going to be at the game on Sunday?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your bets on the Giants.
There you go. So I am 10. I am 10 in a row. I am 10 in a row with the Commies. I am 0-4 with the Nationals this year in attendance. And for the Capitals, I went to the Toronto Maple Leafs game in January. They got, in March. They got destroyed. In the third period, they lost like 7-3. I went to a Toronto Maple Leafs game with our guy down in Richmond, Justin in Richmond, who was so kind to invite me through VetTix and all that stuff. They got bombarded. I went to the season opener against Pittsburgh. They lost, and it wasn't close. I went to a 5-0 shutout by Edmonton, and they lost. And I went to a shootout loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning right around Christmas time. I did go to one win.
You are bad luck.
One win. The St. Louis Blues in mid-January, 5-2 with Lenny the Legend in a suite that I got tickets for. So I am 1-5 with the Capitals in the last year. And I went to one Wizards game, 0-1, against the Houston Rockets, in which they got blown out by like 28 points. So all total, I've been to one win since last September. One win in attendance. 10 in a row for the Commanders, 4 in a row for the Nationals. That's 1-14. Eventually it'll be 1-14. 5 losses for the Capitals. That's 1-19, plus the one win. That's 1-19 and a loss to Houston. I am 1-20 in my last 21 professional sporting events that I have attended.
That makes you a loser.
Pretty much.
Clean up in aisle 3.